Hello, everybody, and welcome to the end of the world. I'm your host, David Leo Schultz, and this is the Ragamuffin Preacher Podcast. This is what I call a little modern-day missionary update for you. For those of you that just listen to this podcast, I would like to take the time to kind of give you a picture of what's going on under the current climate. And also fill you guys in a little bit, as some of you have been reaching out to me. For some of you this will be a little bit repetitive and redundant, but some of you are reaching out and really don't have a clear picture of what all of this ministry that I'm pursuing entails. Some of you actually just know the podcast and a little bit about some of the movies. And some of you, it's vice versa. So I want to give you a little picture right now of what's going on, what all I do real quick, and then we'll kind of go into what all is happening now. But what all I do is I make movies, like we've made Ragamuffin, Brennan, and we currently are finishing a movie in post-production right now called God's Fool. And we're really excited about this one because we're giving all the profits away to a Native American ministry run by a guy named Lloyd Mullins, which some of you would know as Rich, one of Rich Mullins' younger brothers, who does ministry out there and is hoping to go full-time one day, and we're hoping to help make that happen. That's obviously a big dream, but we at least hope to, as much as the movie can make, once we get out of debt, we want to give them everything else and hopefully put a big dent in that dream. So making movies that really shares the good news, and we really mean the good news of God's love to people through the movies, inspires them to find new life in Christ. But also we want to use that money to really just help people, to love our neighbors, and especially the marginalized and the forgotten. So movies is one aspect. I've always wanted to preach. I've always kind of, not that I'm per se good at it, but what I do know is I always feel the fire to talk about God's love. And so this podcast is kind of an outlet for that. And on occasion I get asked to speak. I don't really pursue that. If people ask, I go. But I preach the gospel, so that's one aspect, and have faith conversations and such like that. We have Ragamuffin TV, which is kind of a home for our content, so I'm always trying to do content for that. And what we decided to do is, this is kind of an update, go to youtube.com/ragamuffinTV, and we have over 200 videos that we're starting to 300 videos that we're starting to roll out. Basically, all of our sermons, all of our house concerts, all of our devotionals. We just want to give all that stuff away for free and leave our premium channel, which people have to pay for, subscribe to, just for our movies like Ragamuffin, Brennan, the Rich Mullins documentary. We just put a comedy up there that I did with Chevy Chase called Not Another Movie, things like that. So, and we have a TV series up there, shorts, and so we want that to be all of our narrative content, if you will. But we want to give away all of our ministry content on our YouTube channel, our promotional channel. So I've got that going on. We lead retreats once a year. Oh man, there's lots going on. And the newest adventure with this current crisis is, you know, a lot of churches, no one's allowed to meet right now. And so what we're doing is we're giving, but there's a lot of people that don't have churches or in general in life, even if there wasn't a kind of current shutdown. And so just for the time being, and who knows, maybe longer than that, we're going to stream a little service, kind of me and my friends. We're still working out all the technical kinks right now, but what I want to do is basically just a Ragamuffin type church service for those of us who, which is most of us, stuck at home for who knows how long, at least for a couple weeks, maybe even a couple of months, unfortunately. So Ragamuffin Sundays, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which, you know, if you're on the East Coast, that would be 4. So you figure out where you're at in the country or in the world and tune in live. Of course, if you miss it, it'll be up there for you. Yeah, but we would love to join you live because we also want it to be interactive. So, you know, not just what you know, we come in prepared for, but also, you know, we really want to interact with and make it really applicable and helpful in your spiritual journeys and what you're going through right now, whether it be an encouragement, a challenge. And who knows, maybe you will get connected and be an encouragement or a challenge or helpful in somebody else's journey. And that's been part of the cool part of you know, coming into this, just making movies, but it really kind of exploded into tapping into a community that was already there, but kind of at least in some part helped facilitate community. And that's really what we've seen here. And through that community, God has used people in each other's lives to help minister. And so it's really been kind of a beautiful thing to watch. So that was a mouthful, but so part of the challenge is before this crisis, I am supported through Patreon. People like you who support at patreon.com/DavidLeoSchultz. 25% of what I need to support my family and my kids, my wife and my kids, and do ministry full time comes through that. 25% comes through one donor, which is great and also scary because if that one donor decides to that he's fulfilled kind of what he felt led to give, which happens all the time, then, you know, that's just where I have to trust God that he'll provide. But 50% of it comes through Uber and Lyft, and you can imagine how that's going right now. That's pretty much come to a halt and dried up. And so, you know, before this crisis, my goal was still to, you know, I'm still missing 50% of what we need on a monthly basis. Now, you know, people have kind of, there's different type of perspectives on it. Some people are like, man, just work a job and who cares? Well, listen, I'm a, you know, Protestant, have that Protestant inclination to earn my keep, trust me. And I don't like asking people for money, but what I came to is it's one or the other, because there's just not enough hours in the day to have two full-time jobs. And that's what it is right now, is that even though 50% of my income comes from Uber and Lyft, it's not a great job. And so I pretty much have to work full-time to earn 50%. And so so all this, the movies and the ministries and the projects and all of that is really another full-time job. And so I'm always kind of, and I'm a family man, so I've just, it's just a big juggling act. And so now the crisis hits, and so now there's definitely time to do ministry, which is good. But we're on the clock with bills. And so, first of all, I got to praise God. When this happened, two angel donators came out of nowhere and helped us get through the rest of the month. But one of my best friends, Randy, was saying, man, you really need to focus on the podcast and just connecting to, you know, right now we have 65, including people who donate offline, donors to Patreon. And a lot of that is just because people know, they're in the know of what I'm doing. But I think that there's what Randy was saying and other people were saying is that there's lots of people out there who have been impacted by the movies and, you know, by my book and by my work, but they just don't know that I'm doing, you know, a bunch of stuff outside of that connected with the same mission that the original movie kind of Ragamuffin started all this. And so kind of what I've been challenged to do is get the word out and somehow be able to communicate and educate to everybody what all that we are doing. Yeah, there's a couple ways that you can help. One, regardless of you know, whether you're already supporting this ministry or not, I would really appreciate it if all you can do is one thing besides pray, and that would be just get the word out. Just get the word out that you know, the guy that made the movie Ragamuffin is doing a whole lot more and is on a mission to share God's love through all these different formats. And so, yeah, the podcast, the YouTube channel with all of our ministry tools going on there, and the movies, and now this digital church service, which I'm excited about. I'm more excited than just getting to preach, but also to incorporate and involve all of you, for it to be interactive, and also to involve fellow sisters and brothers in Christ who also have giftings to teach and to lead and to speak and to do some worship. So yeah, so get, you know, help get the word out. And then also, pretty much I need to double the donations here. Crisis or no, but especially because of the crisis, I'm in more of a pickle. We're covered this month, but next month it'll start all over again. And so, you know, if you're listening to this and you have been impacted, whether it be through the movies or one of the ministries that I do and that we do, then patreon.com/DavidLeoSchultz is a great place to become a monthly donor. If you don't want to do the monthly thing, even though you can do as low as like $2 a month, I get lots of perks on there too, that you'll see the list when you go on there. And those perks are updated all the time. But you can go to ragamuffinnation.com/donate. That'll change in the future, but for right now, that's a great place to do a one-time donation, if that's what you would prefer. So, that's pretty much, I want to leave kind of these commercials as standalones, and so, at least for right now, that's kind of what I'm thinking, standalone kind of updates, ministry updates, commercials of what we've got going on. September 10th to the 13th, if the world doesn't end, and things should be back to normal by then, we're going to have our retreat at Bethany Hills Camp near Nashville. The place to get your tickets when they do go on sale will be the ragamuffinpreacher.com. Not sure what the link will be yet, but that is where tickets will be on sale if you're just antsy and want to know where they will be on sale. That's where. Obviously, we're going to wait a little bit to put those up. We were about to launch that, and then we're going to hold off a little bit because of all the craziness going on. Events all the way up to June are being canceled, and so we just want to be cautious and see what's going on. So, if by chance there's some miracle, really wealthy donor out there, I have put, which is a part of the trepidation I have right now and the challenge to my faith, is right before all this happened, I also put upwards of $40,000 on a credit card to fund the St. Francis movie. But by God's grace and through people like you, donations have been coming in, so that number is down to 30, which, praise God, thank you so much to all of you listening who have contributed. But that's definitely monthly payments I have. So on top of all that, so on top of just needing to pay the bills. So obviously that doesn't relate to most of you, but if you do want to donate, you know, through the above mentioned things, you can also go to GoFundMe patreon.com/st-francis-movie, and that goes towards the movie. And that would be terrific. So those are the ways you can help, but honestly, the biggest way, I'm pretty convinced of it, is to just get out the word. Get out the word about the podcast, go visit youtube.com/ragamuffin TV, because we've got tons of sermons on there, and I'm literally putting up 3 to 5 videos a week. I put up more, I just, the time, don't have a ton of time. So, lots of stuff, lots of movies, lots of stuff coming out, and so projects and ministries, and now we have the weekly church service, the podcast, all this stuff. And you may be listening and you don't feel led to stir to give. Well, then don't. but helping getting the word out, we will run into people that were really impacted by the movies or some of our ministries. And if they know that we've got a lot going on and we're going to keep going and doing more and more and more, they might be led to join the Ragamuffin mission. So, let me leave you with this. Obviously, if you're listening, I have a whole nother podcast I'm going to launch to coincide with this. So I'm not going to do a sermon on here, but I do want to leave a little bit of what's been on my heart, that I've been challenged with, is a story that Brennan Manning told, and I'm sure some of you, if not most of you, will know this, but it's so relevant for what we're going through. There's a story that Brennan told, and I'm sure he got it from somewhere else, about a monk who was being chased by a tiger. And as he was being chased by the tiger, he fell off of a cliff and grabbed onto a branch. And below the branch, all the way down, was all these jagged rocks. And above, so if he let go, he would die. And if he would try to climb back up, there was the ferocious tiger up there nipping at him. And so he couldn't go back up. But on this branch was this delicious, beautiful strawberry. And what did he do? Was he worried about what was behind him, the nipping tiger, or ahead of him, almost certain death, falling to the jagged rocks? No. What he did is he reached out, grabbed the strawberry, ate it, and said, "Yum, a strawberry." And it may sound trite, but I just feel like that story echoes the story of Jesus and Peter on the boat when he asked Peter to come walk on water. And I imagine Peter being on water, and he wasn't looking backwards at the boat filled with security, but the moment he looked ahead to the almost certain death, he started to sink. Until Jesus picked him back up, right? And for some reason, those two stories were connected for me today in my time with Abba. It's God is always in the present moment. I've said it before, I've written about it before, but God is not a time traveler. He's not in the past of your past regrets, and he's not in your future worries. He's right now. He's in the present moment. And so my encouragement to my own soul and to you is look for the strawberries, because I think it's those strawberries that really, that the presence of God really inhabits. And so just want to encourage you that today, give you a little ministry update, invite you in ways that you can get involved. I challenge you, if one of the podcast episodes has been really meaningful to you, take that, go find that one podcast episode and one of the past 30, 31, and share it with somebody. Buy them a gift on Ragamuffin TV so they can watch all the movies for free. Find one of the sermons by like Dave Mullins or Phil Anderson on YouTube and share that with them. Share your own story, how God has impacted you through this ministry. Those are just some ways that you can help, and we'll let God do the rest. Thank you. I've been praying for you guys, and be praying for me and my wife and our kids during this time, and for everybody else that's going through way harder things. All right. Love you guys, and stay tuned, because I, if not the same day, the next day, I'm going to post a brand new sermon podcast for you that I just wrote this morning. Very excited to share that with you.